Nou, simpel. Dan gaat een issue to make go, and now there's a lot more back and forth. But then the second part, we talk about the wind, the various winds that are blowing. So these winds that threaten to blow in the wrong direction. If it somehow went away from these winds, I thought about the hurricane Floyd out by, I wasn't ready for that thing. You know, the wind goes, and they predict it's going to go here, but it goes there, you know, where it's going to go, and they can't, and the damage is done, the hurricane's gone, but the damage was sitting underwater, and they couldn't drink the water for no power, but that thing we get, that was exactly what happened, current event. So I explained it to you, the wind has changed, it comes in the world, same thing. So communism came and went, and in Europe, basically it's finished. So they killed 20, 30 million people while no one was looking. And how many millions of Yiddish and Neshamas they killed? They became enamored with communism and socialism and all this kind of other isms. And it's all about the various isms of today, which some things say are not like. There's some certain good parts to them, but still there could be bad parts, such as pluralism and feminism and materialism and all these other kinds of things. It's the winds of change which are have to be resisted, and give numerous examples of these kinds of problems. But, okay, and now let's have to get, just want to get the, get us back a little swing. It's the Yadra de Shemaya. We now start the sixth Perek in Masechta Gittin. Today is sort of an introductory shiur. We have concepts. It's more like a glossary. We never looked at Gittin before. So, you know, before Yom Tov, we spent, I think we get 9 shiurim on the same topic. In the Kesina Karsi, in the Sira Karsi, with all the important details that surround that subject. Now that we're moving on to other sugyas in the sixth parak, we need a whole different kind of a background and an introduction. So it's clear that the topic of this parak is sleep. That's, you don't have to be so smart to figure that out. And it's also clear that there are at least 2 kinds of shliach, which are discussed in the Mishnah. One is the shliach la'olacha, and the second is the shliach la'kabbalah. The very basic level, the shliach la'olacha, is the shliach where the husband appoints 2 hands la'olacha, to bring, to walk over. So if there's a gap, then walk it over to my wife. Shliach la'olacha, that's what it's called. If a woman appoints a shliach, called the shliach le-kabbalah. Shliach le-kabbalah is a woman appoints a person in order to be able to receive the get from the husband. Now, what's clear is the shliach le-olacha represents the husband, so as long as it's in his hand, it's different from the husband's hand, and the woman's obviously not divorced yet. When the shliach le-olacha gives the get to the woman, at that very moment she becomes divorced. Therefore, as long as it's still in the hands of the shliach le-olacha, the shliach, the bow itself can back out. The bow can say, I change my mind. Now, we're going to discuss my reasons. Then I change my mind. Time I change my mind, I don't have to get. Is that sufficient? Or, no, too late. You gave it over to the shliach. The shliach is not working in your stead. In order to stop the get, there's only one alternative. What's that? What's that? Who? Take it back. What did they? Levato the shlichus, that's correct. If you levato the shlichus, you cancel the shlichus, he's no longer your agent. So now what he's doing is not on your behalf anymore. He's now coming rova poskim, although there's a very important dissenter, familiar sefer. Bimri Moshe, coming back. But he says a chiddush neira, which has relevant halacha l'maaseh, is very, very relevant. He says a chiddush that if we know for a fact that the man who already appointed a sofa and wrote a get and appointed a shliach and told him to give the get to my wife, and before the man, the shliach gave the get to his wife, he expressed himself in a way that indicated clearly he's unhappy with the get, didn't want the get to be given. So Rova Poskim says, so what? Who cares? Once you already appointed a shliach to give the get, the only way to stop it, our mission says you can stop it. How can you see what the Yavzor Yavzor? If you want to back out, you can back out. How do you back out? By canceling the shliach. And the whole deal is bitlashkin. That's so simple. Bitlashkin. It's still given the fourth parak. That's the mevatel b'fnei ha-shaliach, b'fnei edim, and if you don't, there's no kind of consequences, etc. That is the sheet of Rova Poskim. Imre Moshe, I think it's a Tassi Yochan, I understand what they're reading so far, says that they have a Poshet, not that way. That if you express yourself that, you know, you change your mind, you really don't want to divorce your wife. He didn't cancel the Shlichus. Even so, he said the get would be invalid. The Chiddush brought him. We'll try to talk about it later. It's a very relevant Lamaisa. As you can well imagine. I should ask, since I told you, I promise you this is more practical, I'm going to explore a practicum. I'll give you right away an immediate case where this is more relevant in a certain bed than in others. But let me try to answer you this question. Yes? Show me which Rashi you have in mind, please. Rashi Yanza? First Rashi. Correct. So therefore, since we know that the get is not going to take effect until when? So the get comes into her hands, right? That's what he said at the beginning. So therefore, if he wants to back out, he can back out. But how does he back out? How does he back out? The way to back out, Rashi doesn't say. The way to back out, presumably, is the whole thing of Bittul HaShlichus, which is found elsewhere in the Masechta. That's the Pashut Shah. What I say to my sentence is, in most Batei Din, I'm involved in a little bit of a dispute now, in most Batei Din, the get is not written until it's ready to be given. You write the get, you give it, sure. You better write before that. I want to have a couple of comments that have all kinds of disputes between them. So they first get a dispute, and then at the end, the get is given. This is proper, and the Ramot talks about this as a proper order. And when I was learning on the yeshiva, I was taught this is the way to do it. And one of the reasons is, you want to get to the last severing act between husband and wife. Once they get a given, they shouldn't see each other anymore, they shouldn't deal with each other anymore, they should be, what's called creases, should be cut. Cut, finish, no more. That's what we were taught 30 years ago. However, in recent years and decades even, there's been a move to the other direction. Unfortunately, the Aguna problem became so serious that there are those individuals, listen, they refuse to give the get. The best of staff, they spent hours trying to arbitrate all the various issues. At the end of the day, the man's okay, very nice, I'm not giving a guess. What they gain? She ended up with a guna. So in such cases, I once had a case like this. There were three dayanim. I was one dayan. One dayan was Rabbi Steinberg. I don't know Rabbi Steinberg from Kugel Hills, the Terry Steinberg. Anyone from Kugel Hills there? Nobody? Anyone from Queens? Everyone knows Rabbi Steinberg. The other one was Queen. And the other one was Rabbi Landerson from Muncie. You know from Muncie? Also a big, big time of problem. So the three of us were by honor. After the first session, we saw this man, we thought that he's gonna be a big problem. It'll be a major problem. If he doesn't give the get quick, we may never see this get. So we decided that, okay, the next session, we'll start with the get. He was a little unhappy, but he went along with it. The get was written, it was signed, it was handed over. Right then and there. And they proceeded with the deliberation of the Zintara for the next period of time. A little crazy. Just to give you example how crazy it was. It was a bit of a crunch time. It was June. I had to go long way through the summer. He had one session. They had to leave all nighter. He put all night on to the center for finals. But in all night in the Moshe Shabbos, straight from the Seekers. And at the end of the day, we were very happy with this because we felt that had it not been done this way, the get would likely never have been written. We think we say that I'm doing it by doing this. Although, we did it with, not so happy to do it this way, but after we did it. But, in the desert of America, in which Alan vowed more formally, there's even another third option. This is an extreme. So the get is written right away. Now, you have to understand, the husband can bolt right away. They refuse. No, he's a... the problem, we'll discuss this problem as we go through the year. But we've had cases which he's done as follows. You tell the man, this is the right to get up from. We haven't had any chance of Laguna, we tell you, right to get at the beginning. Not going to give the get right away. Because if they give the get right away, then she will just walk away. So the answer, of course, to that is that number one, they signed what we call a star birur, a document of arbitration, to go to the desert in advance. She can't just walk away. And number two, we don't give her the, usually give the get right away. We don't give what we call the pshur, we discussed before Yantar. We don't give any get in that hour. The get is given over, taken back, ripped, and in the first pshur, a document of release, is given to the woman as a proof that she was a doctor of the Lord. We don't give the pshur until the entire Torah is over. Everything has been done and fulfilled, all the conditions have been fulfilled, fine. But there's some cases in which the Bezdin feels that there's a chance that they better get right to get right away. But on the other hand, it's not so outrageous as to demand that the get be given over right away. We had a number of cases where we told the man, give the get right away, write the get right away, and the Bezdin will give it at the appropriate time. Now, so it's divided into two kinds of people. The Baal is, the husband is an Amoris, doesn't know too much, was not even thrown, and the husband knows too much, or thinks he knows too much. What's the difference? If he knows a lot, he knows about the possibility we possibly will get. And there's always that fear that he's going to make a formal declaration to cancel it again, which could be halakhic problems. If he's not so learned, quote-unquote, chances are he doesn't ever heard of this concept, and therefore we assume with the best of America that the get's going to be good, absent a formal cancellation of the shlichus on the part of the husband. But we are assuming in our business that even though the husband may have expressed himself in a certain way, he's not happy with the get being given over for all a variety of reasons, makes no difference. As long as there's no formal cancellation of the shlichus, then the get can be given over at a later date. That's what I always seem to be never pushed that way. So I was a little bit surprised when I saw that Rav Moshe didn't disagree. So that's what I'm telling you, that this particular detail, we shouldn't think of the detail of this and love this, it has nothing to do with the real world. It's something which is being done on a, I don't know, I wouldn't call it a regular basis, but being done from time to time when the circumstances require it in the Bezdin of America with the Shaman Vow. And it's again presupposing the fact that this fact I'm not so happy with the get anymore, I mean, I'm not so wrong to divorce so much anymore. It doesn't matter because once you put a shliach in the set, it's like an autopilot. You make a shliach, there's an expression of you, yodo ki yodo, pi ki pi, your hands like my hand, your mouth like my mouth, and then your body like my body. You can go ahead and do it and give the get. In order to stop that, it's actually formally canceled the shliach. Other than that, he can go on his own. That's what we assume is of a question. Look over, yes.
Bezdin comes to his regular shliach?
No, not that. Not Bezdin. What usually happens, at least in our Bezdin, is he writes the get. Okay? Kind of 288 in the Sefer. And very often the Sefer himself ends up as being the shliach leholam. He said that he's always around the Bezdin. I have to say this is not without it's slight halachic problem. I don't know the first mission given him, he thought the key is great. What are the famous four words that a shliach has to say? That's a little bit of an awkward grammatical, syntactical problem. Bifonai nichtav, bifonai nechta means it was written in front of me or was signed in front of me. That's two bystanders who see Reuven writing and Shimon and Levi signing, bifonai nichtav, bifonai nechta. But if Reuven wrote it himself, We'll see what they say. Befanei Nitzah, Befanei Netzah. It is true Befanei Nitzah, but yeah, he wrote it himself. Supposed to change the text. Can't change the text of Chazal. He was taking a chance on all kinds of things. On the other hand, but you wrote it yourself. But see, we'll get to it, I guess, in the course of our discussion. But the most cultural say you can do it. It's traditionally done. And this is what he says. Befanei Nitzah, Befanei Netzah, Ranikasah. He adds that phrase. So in other words, he already went through the formal phraseology that on that day, which is technically correct. But before I missed it, it was written in my presence. You bet. I wrote it myself. But then just to cover himself, it should be because he told a lie to someone else. This is Anika Sass. That's what the Tzitzchak Tshuva says. We'll get to it now. This is going to be a little bit, I told you, we're going to hit this first throughout this discussion, how these seemingly arcane and theoretical concepts come and spring into real life. Mamish, real life, with real men and real women and real fights. And these things are important to get a hand lost in the fundamental of all that. Okay, so just to get to review, the two guys are Shliach. Shliach Leholapa and the Shliach Lekabola. So the Mishnah says, HaOmer Eskabel get that Ishti, HaHolech get that Ishti, and Ratzalam. So Yavza, he appointed the Shliach, and although he used the expression Kabel, this is Kabel thing. This Kabel is less than Zechiah. If someone says to someone, it's Kabel, Shulchan Zelishti. Right? Once he's wearing a table. Or it's such a bar of beautiful dress for the other. It's Kabel Mega Zelishti. Oh! But the minute that the first picked up the beggar, the wife of Conan, what's the principle called? What's that same as the four-word principle? Zachel Adam Shalom B'Fanav. We'll get to that in the next part of the introduction. Zachel Adam Shalom B'Fanav. If I want to give you something, you're not there. I can give it to someone else to pick it up on your behalf. The famous principle. But there's another half to that principle. As a matter of fact, the Gemara earlier in Gittin gives you the two halves of this famous principle, which is relevant to our entire parak, to our entire discussion, this idea of zakat. What's the opposite of zakat, if you may use the term? What's the opposite? Chavin, correct. Zakat la'adam shalom b'fanav, v'ein chavin la'adam ela b'fanav. It's something that's good for someone, so he can pick it up on his behalf, even though he's not around, because the principle is zakat la'adam shalom b'fanav. But take a look at the Mishnah. Yud Aleph with Bay. For a moment. The Mishnah. The Mishnah. Famous Mishnah. The Gemara says, let's read the first half of the Mishnah. Ha'ol etain get zeli ishti, which tashikha zeli abdi, and rata lach the Mishnah, the Yachat Zivra Meir, Chamomim, the Gitei Noshim, you can back out. Ha'olob eshikha reba, then why? Because zachin la'odam shalom b'fonav, v'ein chavon lo ela b'fonav. Why is it considered a chus to be free, but not to be divorced? Mishnah explains in very practical terms. In years since the laws of the Tata Rashad, no fetus made, so it was a good deal. Mishnah laws of the Dishto, Eina Rashad, Kitzah, that's not really how to say it, I'm afraid to get involved in that, right? Kitzah, the principle of enunciating the famous in the Mishnah, you're all up in the base. So here, when it comes to the get, you use the expression, Kabel, which means Zachin, Pashtus, doesn't work. It doesn't work. Why? It's bad for a woman to be divorced. What if she screams, I want to be divorced? What if her husband is a miserable, wife-beating, boil-filled fake convert to Christianity? I'm giving this as an example of what's been given in the Gemara and the Yavamas and the Shulchan Aruch. There are three cases where they talk about Mukashchin and Mumar, folks we talk about, and Ketata. They're killing each other, he's killing him. So even in those cases, it's not completely clear that we view divorce, but we call it close. Even though you and I might think it's working or not. Get out of this marriage, look at this. It's unbelievable. Get out the faster the better. It's not so clear. There's this pervading spirit in the throughout the Gemara that, look, generally speaking, it's good to be married. So to make an exception is impossible or almost impossible. Yes, Ari. Oh, Rakhbok Yerushalmim, if the woman screams out, get me out of this marriage, I can't get me out, the faster the better. And he gives the get, we're afraid maybe she changed her mind.
So why do we ever say that she can make a snap in her home? She might want to come. It would be the same idea there, and then she can't go back. She wouldn't be able to go back once we stay after the power, but she can't.
So she made it, she doesn't come home. That's the question. She made it. That indicates that she really wanted to get divorced at the time. And again, this is something which I'll start mentioning in a few moments, which is around inside. We assume that she didn't cancel the Shliach LeKabbalah to her formal cancellation. And although she may have certain second thoughts, even in that case, it's the right question to be shot. So what? That's my whole point. This is before. So what, your second thoughts? It doesn't matter. Second thoughts are relevant only in her own mind. But once she appointed a Shliach, and I said before, once he appointed a Shliach, second thoughts are disregarded. He appointed a Shliach, the Shliach is not going in your place. And her, his place are in her place. It's an autopilot. You can only start by firing the pilot. Other than that, it goes on its own. That's it. Can't stop it.
If she makes a Shliach like Kabbalah, Bob says, yes, you should have a look at the music.
That's the Mishnah.
So what happens if he changes his mind? You reverse that and says, you know what, I changed my mind. Let me assume the Kabbalah is different. So since we know that she still wanted the Shlichus Tzlichah and the Kabbalah, then can you refer the guy to
the Kabbalah? There's a technical problem. If it takes to get back and put it back in the Kabbalah's hand, the answer is yes. Other than that, there may be certain problems. Of a technical nature. Yes?
Why does the woman think that Kabbalah can be used as a Russian car?
I'm going to make a preliminary comment to answer your question. As I've often told the Talmidim, the whole world of the Talmud can be divided into two parts. Halacha, and there is Mitzvah. And the Umdana usually comes to the second guy, what people's psychology is. We always try to focus, at least when we give introductions, to the lumdus of the sugyas, to focus on our halacha. We cannot be oblivious to the umdana, to the mitzvahs. We're not in an ivory tower. But let's try to focus today on the halakhic considerations of the sugya, and maybe later on we'll go into the more, what we call in our language, balabatisha, the sea is under the question of what you thought of the service. That's the mantle question, right? That's 100% right. And I want to put that off a little bit for a different discussion. Okay, we're both done. Let's discuss what we said so far. We have two kinds of shliach. A shliach la'olapa, where the husband comes back out. A shliach the Kabbalah, which she made. And in that case, if he wants to get the shliach the Kabbalah, he can't back out. That's the first 3.5 lines of the mission. Right? The Kabbalah gets a lishti, or hold up gets a lishti, and what's the last of Yavza? He shamma is Kabbalah to give the, and what's the last of Yavza? Finished. Right, any questions? Basic, very basic stuff. Oh yeah, okay, that's the answer, right? I think it's a big mistake. In Rotsa Lavda, Lo Yachzor is talking about the Baal backing out, not the one backing out. Once the Baal gave the get to the first new Kabbalah, it's over! It's finished! It's over! It's over! No, go back out. Finished. That's going to go for now. That's, okay, so far so good about that. So far so good. Are there any fundamental differences between Shliach Lelach and Shliach Lekabbalah? Fundamental nature, the basic nature, yes or no? Well, he makes a Shliach, she makes a Shliach. Are they fundamentally the same, or are they fundamentally different? So here, Again, we can get just a little bit of an introduction, but it's important to get some basics down. The Gemara has a Masechta Kiddushin that there are drushes to sleep. At the end of the second paragraph, the Malach. The Gemara says, the Shulchan Yibeto. Let's get to understand this for a minute. The literal understanding of the Shulchan Yibeto is simply, he will send her away from his house. Not the Shulchan. The Shulchan Yibeto. The Chazal Darshan, the Shulchan of Lashon Shlichus. And the Darshan on two levels. And the Shilach the Shulchan. The Shilach without the hay, as if it were, and now the Shulchan with the hay. And the Gemara Darshan for this, that the husband can make a Shliach, and that the wife can make a Shliach. And we'll discuss later, since the end of the parak, the Shliach can also make a Shliach. The Gemara Darshan that too. Both. Otherwise, that the Shliach can make a Shliach, the Shliach of the husband can make a Shliach, or the Shliach of the wife can make a Shliach, the whole discussion at the end of the parak. What's the difference between the shliach of the husband and the shliach of the wife? Simple. Shliach of the husband has the get. He says, I have the get. He says, it's like a relay race, right? A gives the get to B, B gives the get to C, C gives the get to Z, and if all parties are agreeable, you can go on forever. As a matter of fact, in the typical opponent of shliach that we have in our use today, we tell the guy to make even up to 100 shluchim. What kind of crazy language is this? You never know. One might die, another might die. Well, the sense of you want to get to cover yourself. It's all works for Shliach Lahola. Shliach Lahola is quite complex, the whole sugya. But if Shliach Lahola can make another Shliach, there's immediately all kinds of other concerns you're going to just mention briefly right now. I should also mention before I go any further, Shliach Lahola is on every day of the week. Every day for a variety of reasons. The most common reason being, he and she are in different cities. They're in different cities. Wow. And he doesn't want to come to her, she doesn't want to come to him. She writes to get in New York and deliver in Yerushalayim or vice versa. It's given over to a shliach lahalacha. It's done on a regular basis. Shliach kabbalah is almost never done. Why? Complexities of Shliach Lekabbalah. Almost never done. I had a shayla before Yantabag, who I recommended for the first time in my life, to do a Shliach Lekabbalah. Well, it was the case. Yeah, give you a little practical thing. This is, you should get to know someone we're in the real world. So a couple came to the bed, and one of the Goli Hador. I say it with absolute conviction. There's a Shlema Fisher. I don't know who he is. Mamish, he knows Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula. Nigla, Mr., Bavli, Rishalmi, everything. You know what I mean? His brother, Mr. Yaakov Fisher, is one of the people who knows me. From the Badah. He's in the Rabbanus. So a couple came, and the husband was a Sephardi, and she was an Ashkenazi, and her name was Bonnie. Huh? Bonnie. He is a good one, call it Torah Kula, but he doesn't know English. That's, and if you don't know certain languages, it's almost impossible to pick up the phonetical niceties. But so he converted everything into what he knows, and it was a Sephardi. They have a habit that they will you take now. Anyone in England, it's over. If certain English people won't call, they only use the word "bonnie." If you do it in America, they call it like "bonnie." I mean, it's British, you know, the "Bonnie, how are you, my bonnie? Bonnie." So apparently, someone thought it was "bonnie," and his "sardin," "bonnie" might be spelled with a huh. Vav. But again, Bev, Vav, Nun, Yud. Send it to Bez of America. Bez of America was aghast. It's not how they asked. They sent the name to him. They sent themselves Bev, Aleph, Nun, Yud. Body. They go back. Oh, really, we call Bony. Or Booney. How did Bez, Nun, Yud? No, okay, Bez, Nun, you don't put any vowel. Mail it. But they refuse to get a gas. So, but the problem is, The Rabbonot is very, the Rabbonot together is some ceremony. There was a case probably 5 years ago where the Rabbonot sent a guest to America and the Rav and the Rebbe refused to give it because he liked the Lamas look. Oh, very different than technical stuff. Apparently 5 years later the woman stole my Lamas because they wouldn't give it. They wouldn't write another one. It comes like a lot of these bureaucracy. I don't understand what's going on. This is what was told to me. Rabbi, if you can't find a way out of this problem, look at it, it should be my Lamas forever. You got to find an answer. A little bit of my friends who are in the field, not so much in the actual day-to-day. So, this. I should tell you, the story had a happy ending, they say right away that I called up one of the veteran doctors of America, some guy by Lichter, man of the 80. He's writing Gittin for his whole life, working thousands and thousands of Gittin. Now his son, he's looking old, his son took over the job. He's even faster, it's unbelievable. Half an hour, I got to guess, it's unbelievable. It takes an hour and a half to go in half an hour. So they both said it was no good. These people both experienced it. It can't be used. But one of them agreed to call the official. He called the official time now once in a while. And the happy ending is he agreed to write another guest. I haven't seen it yet. But meanwhile, first we thought it's not going to be no way and ever going to be. I'm going to add it upon the answer first. This was what it said. Apparently, the rabbi, the official, instead of writing Bani, he put a first, I think the best of the record on Bani, who's called Brucker. Okay, I'm missing a piece. No, Barbara. Okay. It was Barbara, listen to this, Barbara the Miscaria Bani, the Miscaria Brucker. So Barbara was the first name. You know, it's Barbara. Bani. So one rabbi suggested, what you should do? You're going to believe it. Take a pen and cross out the Miscaria Bani. In other words, because it says Boni. So we have a cloud, we'll see later on. A wrong name is much worse than a no name. If the name is missing, it's no good. We'll get later to discuss later why it is. You mentioned it earlier. No name is nothing. It has a name. Just miss the nickname. Better missing it than having it spelled wrong. This is what I would suggest. And my suggestion was, Kipling has research in a pattern to show a different pronunciation, and the husband is a starry, so therefore, given their pronunciation, given he's a starry, maybe it's a good kosher to throw, but the problem is this isn't possible. Guess what? You follow the Malkam and the Sina. You follow the place where it's given. So let her get on a plane and go to Eretz Yisrael, pick up the guest. There's a greater chance that you're not there. So she's not going anywhere. That's what I said. Let her make a shliach with Kabbalah. I never in my life had ever suggested that, but I said, look, better than Agula. So let her shliach with Kabbalah, go to Eretz Yisrael, we'll pick up the guest. There, based on the news, is arguably how they pronounce Bodhi, or whatever you say, it's a Spanish pronunciation. And not only do you call the husband, but the mother can call the husband, he's called the best, he's called it. Kitta. So, it never happened. I'll just give an example that Shilka was never done. Everybody told me we never did a Shilka Bo. Once, twice in history, it's just not done. Too complicated. Again, I'll give you a little bit later what some of the complications are, but it's just not done. Just give you a flavor of what's happening in the real world out there. Let's go. So you have a shtiach with a lock on a shtiach with a kabbalah. Is there a difference between them? That's what we start talking about. Fundamentally. So the Tosfos the Rosh, the famous piece in Kedushinat, Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. He asks the question, why do you need two psukim? Two drush, in fact, v'shidach v'shilcha. One for his shtiach and one for shtiach. It's identical. What's this? Well, male chauvinist. Is one part of the shishimek shtiach, another shishimek shtiach. What's this? It's exactly the same thing. But the Russian, no, not at all the same thing. As you well know, we spoke about this in the beginning of the year, a husband makes a divorce of the wife according to his will. Means he has the sole decision as to whether to divorce or not to divorce. If he wants a divorce against her will, it can be done. If she wants a divorce, she doesn't want it, nothing to do about it. She, on the other hand, has nothing to say. Might be all right. If he gives her against her will, she's divorced. And if she wants to get that split, he doesn't give it, she's stuck. This is a chiddush neira. This kind of shliach. Usually shlichus means that I appoint someone to do what I to do. In other words, I want to sell you a house. So I make a shlichus to sell the house, so you'll take care of it for me, etc. It means I have that. I have the ability to do it on my own, and so it depends upon my decision, so I decided to do it through a shaliach. Here the woman can't do anything. She literally can't do a thing. Not be daita. She wants to receive a get. Not so much she wants to receive a get. If he gives it, it's good whether she likes it or not. And if he doesn't give it, it's no good whether she wants it or not. She might have thought, what kind of shlichus is this? There's no shlichus over here. What kind of shlichus? You can't make a shlichus to do what? You can't make any decisions over here. The woman has no decision-making power. She can't make a single decision. It's not up to her. If it's not up to her, how can she just start making shlichus? Says the pasuk, "Hamashmala." No, especially the pasuk says, "It's a new kind of shlichus." The chol, a new kind of shlichus, not a shlichus on a maisa. You wouldn't call it a shlichus on an action, but a shlichus, a different kind of shlichus. The shlichus is, as we say in our language, as mentioned before, yodo ki yodo. That the hand of the shlichus, the kabbalah, is like her hand. To the contrary, it's not on a maisa. One of the cardinal principles of a Sefer Gittin, which we'll discuss with Mr. Hashem, is that Nosan B'yada, he has to give the get to her, and she should be as passive as possible. There's a whole discussion in Postman. How do you do it exactly? Take the get, and they fold it up, and they fold it in four, or six, and then he puts it into her hand. And she has to be passive. She takes it out of the stick, and having the husband there, it's no good. You imagine the husband has to get, and she... grabs it away. No good. That's not enough to the other. You have to put it in their hand. It's complicated. You have to get in her hand, and you have to clasp the hands on it. You have to know the whole art, how to do it exactly. The kiddush over here is that she can make a shliach, and the shliach is not going to do anything to the kashi. If he does something, it's no good. The shliach is just going to be a statue. Okay? So his hands are like her hands. So when the husband puts together to his hands, I can put it into her hands. That's a kiddush naira. You were supposed to know such thing exists. You can't do that. Come out to the special topic of a shofar. Even that can be done. Even that can be done. The whole new parasha shliach is a pashta. A new parasha. We'll see down the line, differences. But now, before we go further, there's another possible difference between the Shliach Malach and the Shliach Kabbalah with respect to, you saw the Rambam, right? You see right away, it stares you right in the face. Rambam doesn't pull any questions. I'm right, it's very well, Nichol Gittin, Nichol Gerishin, a distinction exists with respect to Eidim. Eidim is the topic we're supposed to know about already, right? Eidim is Sir, Eidim Chassima, and we talk about Eidim Kiyum, right? Everyone knows Eidim Kiyum was, in case you forgot the Shabbat Shuvah, you forgot the Tzuv. What's Eidim Kiyum, I wrote that. What's Eidim Kiyum? No, come on. No one knows Eidim Kiyum. Got everything? They create the mice. They don't just testify to prevent a liar, but they create it. What does that mean? That when it comes to the imam, it's for Ivu Sade El Shakri, which is in the Kiddush of Sanochei. Eidim are only created to forestall liars. You lie and say, I did lend you money, I didn't lend you money. I have to wait at the proof, one way or the other. When it comes to Kiddushin, for example, no Kiddushin, you have to be in the Kaddish with Meshnei Eidim. If you're in the Kaddish with Beinola, they know, when no one is looking, even though I agree and she agrees, we all agree it happened, no good. Even if in 1-8, Pashtus, no good. God's victory, in 2-8, I'm going to play the key. So you need Eid Ekiyum when you appoint a shaliach. The man, the woman, when they appoint a shaliach, do you need Eid Ekiyum, yes or no? What did Rambam say? What did Rambam? What did he say? For Kabbalah, yes. For Halacha, no. For Kabbalah, yes. For Halacha, no. The man appoints a shaliach and says, I'm making you a shaliach to give a get to my wife, and he appointed the husband and no one was looking, that appointment is valid. If a woman appoints a man, to a woman for that matter, to receive the get from the husband of a shaliach, you need two edim who will testify that it happened. And the pashtus, well, everyone agrees, the pashtus, not just a matter of what we call liberure, to clarify in our mind, in our bezin, what happened. The more what we call the kiyume, that if it's given, if the appointment is made not in the presence of two edim, it's very possible, because they will both agree, everyone will agree. And we know for a fact that the one edim will say also that it really happened, no good. It edim the kiyum hadam. And of course the question begs itself, it's an obvious question. Why should we distinguish between a man who appoints a shliach halacha, he does not require any kiyum? A woman appoints a shliach kabbalah, we do need any kiyum. What kind of business? Why should there be any distinction whatsoever? So I'm not going to answer the question today, I'm going to give you some background to the question today. And the background is, about saying, what kind of din is edus l'kiyum hadam? What kind of din is it? So here, there'll be a soul which is enunciated in greatest length and most careful precision for Rav Chaim, but the concept itself is found in other places as well. Rav Chaim has suggested that the din that you need edus l'kiyum hadam or it's not a din that called Dover Shabierva, whatever it is, Dover Shabierva, you have to have two edim to testify that it happened. No. But we know it's not true. Everything is not true. What will happen in the following case? A woman is married to Reuben, and she's Mizana Rachmana L'Sama Shimon. No, it's adultery. And everyone agrees to it. Reuben says it's true, Shimon says it's true, and the Rachmana says it's true. They all three say it's true. But there's no edim here. So what's it in? Does she move terrace Labaila or she has through the Baila? What's it in? Asur Labaila? You only ate the key of Asus? I said, Adavish of Yerba? No, that's not included in the car, that's for sure. But what does that mean, therefore? What does that mean? Some say, it's a Chav Lachair, not Chav Lachair. According to the standard shot, which was preceded of crying, we assume that whatever you do, something which is a halakhic in nature, something which is a halakhic in nature, gish and kiddush, things of this nature, you always have to have a kiyum automatically. Because you're creating a halakhic chalos, a change of personal status, from marriage to divorce to married, etc. Chaim, however, said this look carefully, and the Rambam, you get an impression that it's not true when it comes to, for example, Yivam and Chalitza. Everyone knows what the status of the fact of the Chumash? The man dies and leaves no children, has a brother. So, the wife, the almana, the widow cannot marry anybody else. Yivam or Yavam or Leav Yivam, the brother-in-law, her husband's, the late husband's brother, is supposed to marry her and because he has no children and kind of a long story of Hebrew. Fail again when that's happened, Khalid. What's Khalid there? Most of the police is? Right? Puts on a shoe, and she unties the shoe, and she takes it off, and spits, and she had a police there. No. He had a police in yeshiva once, many years ago, very interesting. The whole yeshiva came, hundreds of you came to see the chalitza. We never see these things. The people who volunteered to let themselves be seen, that was what I want, and it was a packed house to see this chalitza. Doesn't happen that frequently. Anyway, the Rambam is not, we don't need him. Why not? Why should you need Adam? It came up Chaim with a Kiddush Neuro. Rav Chaim says that when we say Dabba should be ever thought of Mishnayim, Eidus Makim Adabba, what we really mean is that if a person has to express what we call a very high level of Das, what does Das mean? Das is a halakhic term, which means consent, agreement. Normally, you have to have a person agreed to something, he doesn't know what's looking, he admits that he agreed to it, so it's valid. He admitted to sell a house, he agreed to sell a house. He agreed to sell a house. I'll sell you my house for $1,000, for $1,000,000. I agreed to it. Now he backs out. What basis? No one's looking. I mean, who cares how we're looking? You read the salad, you made a Kenyan, you picked up a handkerchief, you wrote a document, whatever you did. Cash exchange hands, whatever can you use? You can't back out. You want to lie, you get away with it maybe, but you can't back out. Well, it comes to Kiddushin, you can't back out. There's not supposed to back out, nothing happened. Why not? So Chaim explained that in order to get married, or divorced for that matter, the man has to have a very high level of das. What does that mean? That means that marriage and divorce are very serious, serious matters of a very great halakhic significance, and you require a very high level of agreement, of consent, in order to be able to effect the marriage or effect the divorce. And the Torah says that what I do in the privacy of my own room when no one is looking, or only the interested parties are looking, or even maybe only one person is looking, I don't attach that much significance to it intrinsically. But if I say and do something in the presence of two witnesses, it indicates that for me it's a very serious matter. I do it. And there was a term in Reagan's presidency. It was called deniability. Remember that? Deniability. I can deny it. No, I can deny it. So when you do it in front of two Adim, there's no deniability, because the two Adim will say against you. So if you don't want to be serious, you don't have to deny it, that's one category. You don't really mean it. But if you want to do it in the presence of two Adim, there's no longer deniability, that indicates that you're very serious about it. So you need to what we call Das Dover Shabi Erva requires two Adim, Chagit and Kiddushin. But Yibum, I don't know if that's the Yavonis, that's the treasure account for Yibum, that Yibum, Yavava, Yavo, Leva, Yibum, I think maybe Rashi didn't call it the Chumash, that you don't need that. You don't need the Das Kinyan in order to accomplish the Yibum. Even if you didn't realize didn't know exactly what was going on, still, if the Ziyah took place between the brother and the sister-in-law, they are married, finished, because they are the custom of Yibum. He says according to the sheet of the Rambam, and I would agree to the Rambam, this basic yisod of Das Dover Shabi Erva may, again we're not ready to go into the problem right now, may be of help in explaining why according to the Rambam, if a man appoints a shliach, if a woman appoints a shliach l'kabbalah, you require eidei kiyum. But if a man appoints a shliach lo halacha, you do not need eidei kiyum. I told you that I'm missing the impact. I left out a big gap. So what? On the contrary, you're saying the man has to have that. The woman does have to have that. The bending should be prepared. That's a man should require the key, but the woman should not. So this is the kitzur, very much the kitzur. When the man appoints shliach l'halacha to give the get over and instead, his quote, Das Dover Shabi Erva, is expressed when the shliach l'halacha gives the get over to the woman. And at that point in time, of course, you have to have a key. But if he's giving it over to the shliach to get in his hand, so then nothing happened yet. He can still back out from here. Nothing really happened. And therefore, since his Das Dover Shabi Erva is going to be expressed at a later time, it's only at the later time he requires shnehedim, not the earlier time when he appointed the shaliach. However, when it comes to a woman, at the later time, she needs no Das. You know that Isha B'Skeresh is Baal Karcha Midoraita. But, what we're saying now, when the woman appoints a shliach l'kabbalah, the Torah would go there, that in this particular case, she can express a Das Dover Shabi Erva, which will create this brand new kind of a shliach we spoke about earlier, known as shliach l'kabbalah. But it requires, perhaps, a Das Dover Shabi Erva on her part, and as such, requires Shneidim. If she gets to get trade from her husband, or husband's shliach, she doesn't have Das at all. She's a nobody. She doesn't have to agree. Stick it in her lap. It's over. But in the case of the appointment of Mashiach, the Kabbalah, it's arguable, it's not the pshat that her das not required at all for Davka Shabbia, but to the contrary, when she wants to make a Shaliach, it's that appointment itself, which is an expression on her part of das Davka Shabbia, which enables Shaliach to multi function, and as a result, you may require Shaliachim for this particular appointment. Again, I'm leaving that blank, but I just want to give you some fundamentals. Now we'll turn to the next part of the introduction. Only two more parts today. Today's introductory, and we'll. No, it doesn't seem like it would work.
Okay.
Good question. Good question. Oh, thank you very much for our question. We spent a lot of time before Yantar describing the Shitas Rambam, the Rish, that Ede Mesira Karti, but it means Af Ede Mesira Karti, because it's good enough by itself, but the Torah Ede Mesira. What happens at the end of the Das, Dava Shabiyarva? If the get is written, and there's no Ede Mesira, so he didn't express himself with Dava Shabiyarva by giving the get over in the presence of two Edim. That's a very good kash. A very good kash. Oof. Tremendous kash. Have a tariff? Yes?
I was
in the meeting
of Yeshiva.
You were there?
I was like dying.
You were dying?
Yeah.
You were there, Eric? You were in California?
Yeah.
Well, that's Eric. Yes, anyway.
There,
don't think it's
there.
There,
and I
who was the rabbi who was doing it?
I
was Teichman, no?
Yeah.
Question with tremendous time of talk.
There are
80
there, and I think it was
probably getting all up on the... Yeah, I don't know all up on the
Kabbalah,
but there's some up.
So, what happened?
I thought, what happened to me? So they're all on the team, and then you know, right. All right. That's a good question. I gave me a whole stickle Torah in the Rambam, who doesn't require a... No, it's quite a in California requires stickle. That's right, they all look like the Ryman. The Ryman sheet is any of the... Minister of Allah requires Adam. Of course, when it comes to getting the whole time, I'll have to do a couple we can. But therefore, they require Adam. But I'm glad we'll have to have this. You better remember everything in your mind what happened then. How long ago did it happen? Obviously, good. Try to recall everything so we'll make a company ask you more questions. Am I going to see a guest or any near a guest? Yeah? Where? Yeah. Where? Yeah. Where?
I don't remember.
TNBC? Where is it? Right. Oh. You, what was your role? You had a role or just to observe?
I think I was
in
for
Shia. Oh, against Shia. Here we go. So we have two goals there. Anyone else that's seen again? That's it, two. You see again? What? Many? Oh, my shoulder. It's a factory. So you've been an aide there, or a Zion? Aide Chassima? You know, you guys know the right stuff. Is that Mashur? What's the name of your official name? Oh, gosh. So many. That's what kind of thing is. All right. But you practice enough that you can do it. It's a big mitzvah. Wow, we have three people here. They're all bad in there. We're going to make a bad in this year. The world experience. Okay. Now, I really have two more things to talk to you about. Your question is a good question. We'll see what I'll talk about. One of them is a third kind of shlichus. A third kind of shlichus. What kind of business is this? How much is it? Shliach la halacha and shliach la kabbalah. How can there be a third kind? Well, the Rambam says there is. So the Maimon, they saw the Ran. That's everyone says to the Ran. So the Ran tells us there's a third kind of shlichus. He truly records that it's a matter of view. And he also exists. The last four lines, page Chavchetim Rav. That's what the Shana's out. And the Isha Osa Shliach LaHolocha Olof. Shabbat HaPanan Al Kosav, Ein Isha Osa Shliach LaHolocha. For Rabban Kosav, the typo, Perek, Vov, that is such a typo for this edition either. Hilchos Gerushin, Shaisha Osa Shliach LaHolocha. What did he call it, Shliach LaHolocha? Havo'o. The woman makes a point, a person, to bring the guest from the husband to her, but it will not be effective. She won't be able to, until what time? Until when? Gets to a hand.
What's the difference?
Well, still a Kabbalah. She's divorced as soon as the gets his hand in the guest. Shliach LaHolocha is appointed by the man. Here, Mishtahim and Mishtahim, appointed by the woman, but not divorced who gets to her hand. It's a hybrid. The Rabbah and Arvid. Take a look at the Ram. The Rabbah, the Ramah, the Temu. Shabbama, he shows the Shliach, Shiyah, Vi, Lo, Gita, Mi, Ad, Bail, Lo, 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 sure, how's it work? Last line. Came in the Shlucho Shalom Kamoso, a famous principle. Harehu Ki'ilu Ki Kiblasa Nu Shlucho Kabbalah. Ella Shehi Masna. What does Masna mean? Condition tonight. She'ein or Rosh is discouraged. Ella Kshagia Get Liyodo. So the Shliach the Kabbalah Al HaTanai. So it is. A shliach l'kabbalah, I'll have tonight. Now let me ask you a question. If a shliach l'kabbalah requires a nekid, and a shliach l'avah is simply a shliach l'kabbalah, I'll have tonight, should he require the kim, or should he not require the kim? What's the obvious answer? Yes. Now there's another question. According to the Rambam, does he require the kim or not? No. Checkmate. Here's where it's stuck. The Rav is trying to chat in the Rambam. But a Shliach L'Avah is merely a Shliach L'Kabbalah B'tnai. That what? She's not divorced till later on. But if a Shliach L'Kabbalah requires a Dekim, for whatever reason, shouldn't a Shliach L'Avah require it as well? And the Rambam says, no, you do not require a Dekim for the appointment of a Shliach L'Avah. That is a serious problem. A very serious problem. Yes, sir.
Well, in truth, it's functioning in what the Shia does, is the exact same thing in the Shia for a therefore, for that, it's hard to know what the Shia for a law.
Okay, here we say. Okay, there's some truth to what you said. It's not that you didn't say the whole story, but put it aside for the moment. Now, we have a problem over here. What exactly is the Shliach L'Avah? Does it exist? The Rashi doesn't even exist. The problem doesn't exist. The Rashi is the Shliach L'Avah. Tonight, the problem is about A Nekim. The Shliach L'Avah does require, and L'Avah does not require. That's a problem. It's a problem. Now, Rabotai. We had mentioned earlier today that one of the cardinal principles of get is nesir, nesina, the nesan shiyada, right? The get is given from husband to the wife, and we said before that the wife should do nothing, and the husband should do everything to give it to her. She takes it, snatched out of his hand, it's no good. You may have seen cases, I said there was one in Iran, where there seems to be a contradiction to this. A man gives a get to a woman, or puts the get in the hands of an eved in certain cases. At the moment that Ger is handed from husband to wife or to Eved, the Ger is not affected, either because the Eved is not tied up, again, or because he postponed to get the Masa Machaskia, or the case of the Gemara that we showed him. Yet, at the later date, the Ger is valid. Obvious question becomes to Valka, where is the Nesina? What does Nesina mean? He has to give the get to her. And the pastor, at the moment that he lets her out of his hand and puts it into her hand, they have to become divorced. How does it work? Well, he gave the get to her at a particular time and place. And it's not going to be divorced until a week later when she gets to a different place. But at that point in time, there was no Nesina. You have to have a Nesina, yes?
Same way, she's
calling into
her
house or her house. No, that's not kasha. If I have a guest and I'll take it, I just look at the kids play the airplane, the toy plane, I go, and the guest flies through the air and lands right in her yard. So the Nesina. I put it down in her yard. That is not the Nesina. That's no problem. But over here, at the moment the Nesina is done, it's not effective. So if it's not effective now, it's going to be effective later. It's going to be shalom. Shouldn't that be called what the Gemara calls in a different context? Kli, nu, kitet, me'algave karka. So the expression we've talked about a few times already. That's a no-no. It's no good. So it should be considered kli, kitet, me'algave karka. But the moment it's given over to the, let's say, to the Evans case, they see that moment is no good. Later on, it's just too late. Yes?
Can you say that there's a good idea that you can get a mic that the mic is not actually kli, shalom?
Ooh, wow. This is a brisker, speaking beautiful brisker language. You happen to be correct. Rav Chaim, this is what I heard when I learned Gittin from Rabban Soloveitchik many years ago, and it's printed in what they call the stencils. And other Sfarim also, which actually are really printed, says yourself that Rav Chaim said that there are two parts to the giving over of the gift. One is the Nesina, the Nasan Biyada, and one is, what I remember the name of Rav Chaim, was the Kinyan, what Eliyahu called the actual Gerushin. So, Tli Gitach Me'agave Karka means there was no act of Nesina, the get was ever given from him to her. But once the get is given from him to her, even though the divorce is not finalized yet, why? Because there's no Kinyan, Rav Chaim wanted to get across the Kinyan, or some other technicality, because you're not in a certain place yet, which is built into the understanding. Whatever it may be, if the Nesina took place kedas kedin, even though the actual divorce takes effect later on, nonetheless, you overcome the problem of tligitzah legabe karka by creating a perfectly valid Nesina, which is not enough to create the chalos gerush immediately, because missing a kinyan and missing something else, doesn't make a difference. The actual Nesina, the Nesina, the Aviyad, was done. We're going to inform our whole discussion as we go through the Tamar Mikushan that there is a Kabir. We can split off the Nesina on the one hand from the kinyan and the chalos gerush on the other hand. That's exactly what he said. That's the prime itself.
Why should this kinyan be
that was a great question. You have some great questions. I got a home run. Playoffs. So yeah, that's a very good question. It's a very good question. But after 30 days, we're going to start that. I will get to that in a minute. Our final point of introduction is the Rani of the FIFA. This is the last part of today's introduction. I know it's a little bit disjointed. I wanted to get at least a little smattering of all the major topics. So we start to read the introduction tomorrow and the other Rishonim. So we'll have a better background. The Ran is unhappy with the expression of the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Fourth one over here. The Fika. Imam Abal, Yeshi, Shetakabo, La, Ela, Holet, with Tain La. Imrok, the Lahat, Lavador, I'm standing. Want to back out? Yavador. You want to back out? If you can back out. No. It's obvious. Right? If the husband says, I don't want to make it to a shnivla kabbalah, I'm making a shnivla olacha, you can back out. Pshita. That's what I think it's the context of Rashi. The ain't a lush, no, no, I'm not sure what he means. This is sort of a shtickle pshita. The fifth and nearly fourth wide line, and the right pitch was set him up. Hallelujah. Das der zweite Kamine. Der gibt nahe der Omer Gabo, wo der Lagno Jahre. Heine mich schon, die Kave der Itzel und Nikola, Lapo Kamine der Zakas von Gita der Jakob der Kobula. That's why it's no good, because she doesn't want to be divorced. Aber kishe atza also he, Shliach Lekabola. She made it, she actually pulled the Shliach Lekabola. Sagada de Chamina, she apapi, she omer haba, la Shliach, she aim at some of she kablenem nakwa shlichus, or she zaka miyad machmas habao, the Lizzy. So they're going up. Why? Zavdin la adam shalom b'fanim. I get it, a chova. What do you mean a chova? She had actually created a shliach l'kabola. How much she wants to be divorced? A chova over here. Say therefore that the get is valid immediately. The name of the brother life of the yadla kamash olon. Shem omer abal ki efsh tekablenu la. Kolom abish lichusa el harani mizakeu lo al yodcha the whole life b'ten lo madam whole life is kray now the halak everything is kray and sugya okay afilu hachi they brought the lot of the lavender look at this amazing thing I forgot the gal yadayt and zanichala and he was what do we say? Why is it considered to be a chova? It's bad to be divorced. Here we know she wants to be divorced. She wanted a shliach to get divorced. Shouldn't be having this discuss to let the duck life have a fun. No. No. Why? Because the most likely out there, kind of a filu hecha de galia data. You know, she expressly stated she wants to get divorced. Why? Because Tama got minna b'yushalmi hagat v'cha. She's so vach as with garish, and the Omer Shem v'chodjibo. No, I read it wrong. She's so vach as with garish, and the Omer, that would be a big nechusa. Shem v'chodjibo. Maybe she backed out. A woman could back out at any point. And once you're in the run, the end of the mouth of the Omer. The very end. Right, what does he say? The Gemara I quoted before. He says, from the Zakagat Ishtar Mamakav Yava, Mamakav Ktata, and to the question in Yavakav Kufyukhes, Velo Ipshita, Hilka Choletes, Velo Mityabemet. So the Gemara is not resolved. It's not resolved. The discussion over here, if you look at in the bottom, in the footnote, if you have a chance for me, add. I'll give you some more mamas from tomorrow. Not just a little more. We'll add one of these footnotes, an important footnote. Let me get now just to my. You'll see this more in the mamas from tomorrow. Hey, why is it no good over here? She made a shliach, and he was mazaker. Now, what is kriya? How does kriya work? Rav Doisai. How does kriya work? On what basis? Zachin la adam shalom b'fanav. Under what title might this go? Shlichus. So wait a second. If the kriya is mitam shlichus, we find a strange thing. What happened over here? She made a shlich l'kabbalah. He says, nah, I'm going to be mezaka to get to this person. I'm not going to give it to the b'tzara shlichus, the b'tzara kriya. Kind of hot. Same thing. Right? So why is it no good in this case? Try to see tomorrow, and maybe Shulchan Aruch, if you meet Shulchan Aruch tomorrow, if you can find one, have an answer. From now on, we're getting into Shulchan Aruch. I'm saying from the beginning. Right now, today I gave you a break. They put in Shulchan Aruch. Find tomorrow, you can get an older one from home or from somewhere else, a friend of yours, after the Beis Medrash. It's important to have a Shulchan Aruch. So some of the facts are in the round. Same thing. Could be the man who went to my house and sit around shooting kiddushin and zechia lav mitam shlichus. Could be as zechia and shlichus are two totally separate concepts. They sound the same. A shlichus where I appoint you explicitly to do something, to get something for me, and zechia is there's no explicit appointment. But it's good for me. So without even a formal appointment, you're as if you're my shaliyah. If that's the case, Iran is not so precious. But not over here. She appoints the Shliach for Kabbalah. So he says, you know what? I want to give it to the same person, the Torah Zochim. What is Zochim? Where was it? What is Zochim? Lou, what is Zochim? It's the same thing. That the Ronald should allow me to have Shliach. Yeah? True, but not as different, almost the same thing. They're both that much, much more to be said with all these concepts, but I think we got a lot of fundamentals out there, which is important. The mitzvah tomorrow will continue along these lines and go further. The Ramban, everybody said the Gemara is okay. The Gemara quotes the Stickle of the Gemara. The Stickle of the Gemara. What's Stickle of the Gemara? Gemara has enough. Give it up an Aleph, the last line. Man, Kai, Tana, the boy, Steve, the small, what do you mean? The Matthias is drunk. The famous mission that you never learned to give him, the first mission, what does it say before I what? Shliach, the Chutzor, that says before I Nichtav, or before I Nechtav. I call the rabbi, what's the reason? What's the rabbi reason to call the rabbi? Shema, I call the rabbi. And everyone knows this, everyone knows this, even though you're a Christian. Everybody knows this. Baruch Hashem, everything. Look the rabbi. That's the Gemara. Okay? He rabbi loves it, the Gemara. What? Chasimah l'shboi, chasimah l'oboi. He rabbi meh, chasimah l'oboi, chasimah l'oboi. So what answers? That's the Gemara's kash. That's the Gemara's kash. Okay? The law mishani to the grow ki agavna. Hey, give it teretz. Let me ki agavna. The Ma'ari says the Birkas Hasaliyo she'ein eide mesira v'lapein be'inan chatzima l'shmok rabba laza. In other words, if the role we should, the Ramban, okay, we're calling them by name, the Ramban is right, that there's no way to be serious, in the Eidei Chassima, with the Oraisa, let's say it's before and after, before and after, you know why? Because there's no way to be serious, there's no way to be serious, listen carefully, the Eidei Chassima after you, the Shema, with the Oraisa, so there's a Ksiva, you ask them before and after, before and after. How can the Gemara, this whole sugya, the whole two blocks, never get this parish? So the Gemara comes wrong. All right, to the Eshlam and the Ramban. Akach Avuchat. What? You don't need Chassim or the Shmabed Arayim. Finished. So right, the Grom. Tell me, I know you know it. No one here is on the level of the pinky of the Grom. Could you somehow refute this proof? I'm going to get into this for a little bit. It's now. Now, Ham and Bay. It's my, about to scroll down the page. It's my, it's Nekama no slow law. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, Chalava b'fnei Shnayim, Chalava b'fnei Shlosha. Shaila, when the Shliach says, b'fonai nichta, b'fonai nechtam, in front of how many people must he say this and give when he gives it to the guest? Two or three? No, not by that. No, no! No, slug up the ground. The how can the Gemara suggest, hey, how can the Gemara give a case with no item of Syria and it would be perfect to our problem? You can't say no item of Syria because if it wasn't much worse enough, hey, you need at least two or three item of Syria. No. You guys are all asleep. Everybody didn't enough, hey? Okay, one of the two. The Gemara shot backwards and forwards. You can't make a mistake. The Gemara knew that, hey, he would have gone that dollar, for sure. How can the Gemara say this? Let's repeat. The Gemara says a riot to the Yeshua against the Ramban, not to use those names. if it would be that the noyda chasima and noyda mitzvah din chasima midaraisa. So why the gemara say we need a fun and echad, but the noyda mitzvah din chasima midaraisa pashut. We have to cash, we have to grow. What are you talking about? A case is much to say that the mission of the case, knowing that it seems impossible, but they're coming also, two or three. So this is not my original cash. I don't want to change. It's such a bombshell. Too good for me. Who has the cash? I told the Imre Moshe has the cash. He has the cash, you have to grow. What's the grow talking about? What's the grow talking about? What is he saying? What's he speaking? What's he talking about? Until they blow him. No? Well, this is says Zion to Cotton Zion. Maybe a difference, he said. Do you have to read the guest? You don't have to read the guest. I have a son and this, and a son and that, I give over to one of two people. You don't have to read it. That's what it suggests. And Simon, I'll just read you this with Lashon, because we're not really holding these young Gittin right now, frankly, but if I wanted to show you that the Gerot can't make a mistake, that's good picture. It says like this. What do you mean? The Mishnah is talking about the Fanatah in Ishnaim. Great of Asira. So someone else is catching it. The Yud Dalit. Who's that? The Yad Dalit? How much are you doing? It's a ton of the Yud Dalit. You know what that is? Yad Dov? You don't have a Yad Dov that I'm getting? You say the Yad Dov, right? Ach Yesh Lomai, he says this to Yimei Moshe. And a Mesiva Tzvichim Likot Lakim Aget. Aval Ashnayim Shtorach Lomai B'tneim B'fon Anetam B'fon Anetam Yesh Lomai Tien Tzvichim Likot Lakim Aget. That's what the Grub means. That'd be that kind of a case. They saw it, but they didn't read it. So good, but in this one, I go for any material. Okay, this is a test. Now, hold on. It's interesting. The Rambam, I have to see Rambam, who quotes an opinion, what Rambam has to see. Perek Gimel, what? Yeah, Gershon. Perek Gimel, the Rambam, is the Rambam in the room? Perek Gimel, what? Halacha, what? Okay? Oh, what's there? What's there? Rambam says like this. Listen carefully, please. He says, Yesh Mishomer, Shemchas Mo'edem Shalol Lishma, Holbo Kibuzuyot Mitoko, Hare the Get Bottle. So Lo Yirali Davazet, Ele Kibuzuyot, Lo Mazuyot Vadai, the whole of the Nisimate of a Sirat Sherit, where the Pulp will be the Reyes. Okay. Pulp will be the Reyes. Only with the Rabbana. This is the quote. We are all assuming that the Mizuyah Bitoko is the Rabbanan. But the Yeshamer said the Mizuyah Bitoko is the Oraisa. It is the Oraisa. Right? So the Gemara proves, hey, how can the Gemara didn't say, referring to a case where there was no way to be zero? He says that exactly is the case. So therefore, in the same way as the Eshav and Lamshad and Gemara, that's Pasul Min HaTorah, so too, if you had a case where there's no Eide Chasima, where there's no Eide Mesira, and therefore you need Chasima Lishma Mid Oraisa, right? That's the case. That's the one there. Mizuyah Bitoko, even if there is, you could say, if there is any Mitzvah, it's still the Chassim HaShem HaDorayim. That's what Gemara says. just pointing out as an aside, the human emotion. Oh, now the most important point, which I think we have to bring out here from the Gruff. And this is something which I think is critical. I think it relates to everything we said until now, in one way or another. Look in Tosfos, see some else, right? That he calls Tosfos Moda. Dial him out. Avol Hocha, what's Tosfos say? Avol Hocha. Dial him out. Avol Hocha, halfway down the Tosfos. Sha'edim Sherim, Ela Shachosma Shalol Lishma, Ma Takola Yesh Pekach, Im Nisloch Aleyen. End quote. So here's the Tosfos understand. What's wrong with the Tosfos? They're kosher aided. So what do we rely upon? It. Says the Gra, quote, Alma, afilu beloed in the Sirah Klau, kosher midin Torah, rak midirabonan Tosfos, as they answer at the end, ika lemigza chasima atuk siva. Right? It's only a xera midirabonan. But had it not been for the xera midirabonan, what we say, it's 100% kosher. Even though what? The Eide Chassima are Shelo Lishma. I don't understand what in the world the Vilna Gaon is talking about. I don't understand. I can't begin at first glance to know what is he saying. Now, is there anyone else in this room who has a question against the Vilna Gaon? You just took it. Ross said it, you took it. I'm completely befuddled. That's what I'm driving at. The Machlokas, which in the 2 days in the Ramban and Avgimel, was only called to the Rif. That the Rif held that Eide Chassima worked instead of Eide Chassima. Now the people, what about Eide Chassima, was Shalom Lishma? Will they work with the Raisa or not? The Yeshua said yes, and the Gaon agreed, and the Ramban and almost everybody else says no. But Tosh denied it completely. Tosh goes against the Rif, against the Ramban, against the Ram. Tosh has learned that you have to have Eide Chassima no matter what. Every single case in Eide Chassima. Always an enemy theory. Every time. So what are they talking about over here in this person? Matakol Yesh Pekach means not in terms of what really happened, Kalab Eshmaya, the Kodesh Bro comes down from heaven and tell us she's not divorced. Chas v'shalom. They're always our enemy theory. And if they really are enemy theory, she's really divorced, but they're right, no question. So when Tosfos is discussing the Takola, they want to know only as far as proof is concerned. Proof. P-R-O-O-F. Proof. Tosfos is like this. You have no right to ask and correct it based on Eide Sheker, and false witnesses. But there's nothing wrong passing a correcting based upon Eide Shalol Lishma. Let's talk to yourself. Hello? Were they Eide Mitzvah? Well, they know Eide Mitzvah. How bad they were? Well, some Eide Mitzvah, otherwise it's not good. So what's the Gra talking about? That's missing a few pieces of it, are we not? The Gra is trying to determine one side of earth and another side. And the Machlokas, the Fiyarim, by signing posters. That's an impossibility. You can't do that. One more time. See those two puzzled faces here. The Machlokas, according to the Rif, if you have no Eide Mesira, and you have Eide Chassima Shelo Lishma, is it Bottle Midaraisa or not? The Ramban says it's Bottle Midaraisa. The first opinion, of course, is not Bottle Midaraisa. The Gra, like the first opinion, is not Bottle Midaraisa. What is the proof? First proof. Why did Gemara say over here, that kind of a case, where there's no Eide Mesira, the Eide Chassima Shelo Midaraisa. The fact it didn't say that means it's not true. And then we rush to care of the small details. Second proof, Tosfos Abdalit. Tosfos Abdalit says, what's Matakol Yesh Pekach in this book Aleihem Mishnei Tzvan Shelo Lishma? He's no problem at the level of the Oraisa. So I'm asking, what kind of people? Of course, there's a Hadam and Eide Mesira, of course. My only shot in the ground is a stretch. And my friend, my precious Rebbe, author of Birkas Eliyahu, and Rabbi Rakover, Baruch Rakover, who was dying originally in Haifa, and Rabbi Shlomo Friedman of Karabiyah's uncle, the Talmud Chacham, doesn't say a word, let it fly. My friend, the Holy Rebbe Imre Moshe, who analyzed every single letter of the Gra, let it right by him. No, what? What's going on here? Am I the only one who's sugar? I'm crazy. by all these kashas, there's no one else there, even though people with my eye and every word of these holy gedolim, and I'm this set of kashas. I think I lost the mark. I don't know. So I have my Tamina to tell me where I'm wrong. I don't want yes when I told you. Tell me where I'm wrong. So the car right. What a riot from a Tosis. So my question was, she just a rib. So what's he talking about? Unless it is the stretch to grow him as a father. The Haley could grow and neither could Soros. Here, look, I think close. What's the noise in me now? Maybe the father. Maybe to grow him as a father. Watch this. Listen very carefully. We said yesterday, and I want to maybe come back a little bit tomorrow, before we get to the new and young. I don't know if you saw the Ma'am Aquamas, but it's all going to come down from heaven to earth tomorrow. Lamais and Shabanarach, be near the Cathedral, be near the Receiver, Yochel and Zion, curb, drying, wedding, got to the nitty gritty of writing it. Believe that. We haven't touched earth yet. We've just only been flying so far. We have to come down sometime. Okay? Listen to me. The Grumman is like this. He's bringing a riot sort of, a comparative riot, comparative literature. The Gomer is like this. Look, according to Tosfos, Tosfos is discussing the Raya Shabbat. Havai in Mitzvah. The Raya Shabbat. Tikkun Olam, a woman can divorce in a bed and get with Eidei Chasima. Okay? Tosfos says we should allow her to get married with a get with Eidei Chasima, even Shelo Lishmo. Perhaps to grow a hole that we mentioned yesterday, are you so that, which I thought about on my own, not doing the grow, but now I'm thinking grow, I've proof to it, that when a woman walks into a bezin, anyone walks into a bezin, I fill out a document, and that document is accepted as proper proof that something happened, namely a house was sold, a woman was divorced, it has to be a kosher ishtaler of mayor. That's the whole essence. In other words, this is not the conventional wisdom. The conventional wisdom is you have a shtar kinyan, and it all doubles as a raya. Nope. In order for the shtar to work as a raya, it has to be kosher of mei. I mentioned that yesterday. This could be shadow here too. In order for it to be a serve as a proof, it has to be kosher. Now, I can't say these words kosher of mei. That's for sure not. For mei, certainly it's chasim lishma. No doubt about it. But how should we say? According for the get to be a valid raya, that's acceptable in bezin, right? It shows that it would work to create a gerushin for the perspective of the Eidei Chasima. It's a stretch. It's an egg, a mayor of itself holds in the cost of the Vakasa. But what he's saying is, look, if it's going to work as a raya according to Rabbi Lazar, if he touches this, it should work to create a gerushin according to the rift. Not our mayor of the Tosfos of the Chosam, but according to Rabbi Lazar, it would not be part of the Chosam, so it should work to create a get to. And maybe the Grub means, I'm not sure, you know, what you said. It's a stretch, and I'm not sure it really works. I'm making it an impossible suggestion. If you have a better shot, I would really appreciate it. I'm really a bit of a befuddled as to what the Grub is really reading, these few words, these holy words. One more brief, watch me rush it. We'll talk to tomorrow. We'll talk with the girl again. A few little points, and then we'll go to the other region of Yom Kippur. Okay. Well, and we'll finish the Ma'amar Kama.
Mm-hmm.